Hey, what's up, guys? This is me. I'm back. Today, I want to represent another podcast. Today, I'm going to talk about the episode 3 of Jim Quick. So, it's about 10 things to do to unlock the optimal brain health. So, it means with these 10 things, you can unlock the potential that your brain have and make it more healthy and more productive. So it's amazing. It's again from Jim Quick, and I talked about that in a previous episode of my podcast. So let's dive into the main subject. The first one is a good diet, and there's a quote here that I like to share with you guys, and it's "You're what you eat." So, and this quote that can help you to understand this manner very, very deeply. So, you are what you eat. So, anything that you eat affects your brain, your health, your heart, your body, right? So, if you're, for example, drinking alcohol and you will be alcoholic, so your body will be affected by that alcohol and it will be less productive. So, be careful about what you're eating. And the second one is kill your ants. Ants is an abbreviation of automatic negative thoughts. So automatic negative thoughts, ants. A, automatic, N, negative, T, thoughts. So kill your ants. And there's a quote here I like to share with you. Brain is supercomputer self-talk will control it. So automatic negative thoughts, it means, for example, you tell yourself that I'm old, I can't learn much. So that's a negative thought, right? And it's automatic because you don't know much about it. You just say it. Or if you see things very hard, okay, you say, okay, this thing is very hard. And you're telling yourself that you can't do it. So that's the case. Kill your ants. Kill your aunts. Aunts. Okay, don't kill your aunts. Kill your ants. I'm not saying kill your family. So, by the way. So, ants. Automatic negative thoughts. Don't have negative self-talks, because it will ruin your mood, your mind, your mental ability. Because our 80% of success comes from psychology and our mind, right? If we believe that we can be successful, we will be. So if you think that, for example, going for a walk is very hard, it's gonna be hard. And if you say, okay, I can't learn English, you won't be able to learn English. So say it from now on, instead of saying I can't, say, okay, for now, I can't. In the future, I will be able to do that. So, for example, if you say, okay, I'm old, I can. Say it this way. I'm not that old. I want to learn, so I will be able to learn. And these positive thoughts will lead you to a better and more productive brain. So, the third one is exercise. Exercise. And I believe that you guys heard lots of different stuffs about the benefit of exercising, for example, running, walking, lifting weights and different stuffs. So actually exercise will give you lots of oxygen, and it will help your blood, blood pressure to be more flowed, and it's going to help your brain, right? Because brain needs oxygen. So if you exercise, your level of oxygen will go up. So brain can absorb more oxygen, and it will help brain to improve itself. So do lots of exercise every day, and be active, and have fun a lot, because oxygen will help your brain. So the fourth one is brain nutrition. So same as the first one, a good diet. Brain needs nutrients, right? So, exactly. We need sometimes to give brain what it what brain needs, right? So for example, if you're eating something, be aware of what you're eating. And for example, you can eat lots of vegetables. It's going to help your brain to improve. You can eat fish because it has omega 3, if I'm not mistaken. So it's going to help your brain, and some other stuff. So I can't remember all of them, so I'm sorry about that. So brain nutrition is very important. So be careful what you're eating, and give lots of good nutrition to your brain, and your brain will improve much, much better. So the fifth one is positive peer group. And I talk about this a lot in my articles in Zamashanas, so I believe that you guys know a lot about this. And of course, I translated AJ's book, and he talked about that too. So peer group is very, very awesome, and it's very important, because there's a quote here I like to share with you guys. So who you spend time with is who you become. So if you spend time with the negative people, you will become a negative. If you spend time with losers, you will become one of the losers, right? As Les Brown said in one of the My PV challenges, the last one I created and I had a lesson. So you guys can go and listen to a speech of Les Brown. So it's about negative people. So look around. If there are lots of negative people, go away. Don't listen to them, because they will ruin your mood. They will make you very, very weak, because they're so negative. They won't help you much. Most of the time they're envious. Okay, so they won't give you so much energy. So be careful about them. Go for positive peer group. The people, if, for example, if you want to learn English, be active. You know, we have positive members in Zamashana. So if you want, you can be active in the forum, and you will feel it. You know, because positive people will lead you to positive results. So be careful about that, about the peer group that you have. For example, when I started to learn English, I had lots of negative people around me. So they would just tell me, Kambiz, don't study English. Why you're learning English, for what? And after I translated AJ's book, they started to say, okay, so what? It's exactly what they said. So I did my job and I translated that book. It was awesome. People right now, they're sending me emails from that book after they read it, and they send me emails and different stuff, and they're so appreciate the translation, and it's awesome, you know. So it's not like so what, okay? It was awesome. So they had to encourage me instead of saying such a thing. Be so discourages, if I'm not mistaken. So by the way, the sixth one is clean environment. Okay, clean environment. You know, brain naturally like to be focused and concentrated on one task. So it's important to have a clean environment, because if the environment is clean enough, you can be more focused. For example, if you have a room that you can find your own socks, and you have to say, ask your mom, hey mom, where is my socks? I can't find it. And that's terrible, because your room is terrible. Okay, so if you want to be more productive and help your brain to be more productive, you have to have a clean environment and a disciplined one. Because brain naturally goes for discipline, you know, to be concentrated on one thing. So if you want to improve in any aspect, you have to be careful. For example, even your desktop, you know, if the desktop has lots of different icons that you don't need them, most of the time if you want to find something, you have to go through them, and it's terrible. So manage it, organize it, and make it more and more clean, and make it clean environment, because it's going to help your brain to be more productive and more focused on the subject that you're performing or that you're learning. So be careful about that. And the seventh one is sleep, which I'm terrible at because most of the time I don't have much sleep, which is very bad. We have to sleep at least 8 hours a day, and that's terrible. I can remember that. That was very, very, very bad. Last night, for example, I slept at 11. I decided to sleep at 11, but I couldn't sleep that much. So I woke up and I felt, okay, I'm terrible. So sleep is going to help us, you know, exactly like lifting weights. So we lift weight today and we go home. And when we sleep, our muscles grow. So this is exactly the same with brain. If you want to make your brain grow, you have to have take some rest. You have to have some rest to make it grow. Because when we are sleeping, our brain and our muscles and different stuff, different organs of our body grows. So be careful about that. Have enough sleep, because sleep is going to help you a lot. So the next one is eighth, brain protection. So this is very important. We have to protect our brain. For example, if you ride, if you're riding a motorcycle, be careful. Have a helmet. If you do martial arts, be careful about the head part of your body, because head is very sensitive, right? We have a skull, which is the hardest and the toughest part of our body, right? It's very hard, right? So if you're doing martial arts, absolutely wear a helmet, because to protect it. If you can, don't do them, because it's very dangerous to your brain, because brain is very sensitive. If we hurt it, its productivity is gonna abate it. So be careful about that. And the next one is new learnings. So most of my researchers around successful people goes for this. You know, they usually are lifelong learners. So mostly they read books until the last minute of their life, you know. So they mostly read books, listen to podcasts, they go and ask people about about advices. So I can see a lot of people are passive these days, you know. They're in 20s, they're 30s, in their 40s, they're so passive. They think, okay, life is bullshit. Most of their time goes for nothing. So if you want to help your brain to be more productive, you have to learn every single day, every minute, every hour, every second, okay, if you want to improve your brain. So do it more and more and more, and it's going to help your brain to be more productive and perform better. So, and the last one is stress management, because stress, of course, we have some hormones that usually our body produce when we have stress, and for example, adrenaline is one of them, and it's gonna, you know, make our body to be less productive, you know, somehow, because our brain will stuck, will be trapped when we have stress. So be careful about the stress in your life. For example, if you have a job that is so stressful, find a way to make it less stressful. Okay, so or quit that job, because it's not good for your health. So stress is very, very, very important, for example. And of course, we have several kind of stress. I shared in my last articles, sometimes the stress will do a good job for us if we get past it. Now, sometimes we are afraid of doing new stuffs, but when we do it, we feel much, much better. And if we don't do it, we feel, okay, really bad. So be careful about them too. So okay, guys, that was 10 of the things that can help you unlock your optimal brain health. So be careful, and do these stuffs. And if you had some experience on this, I like to hear from you guys. And please participate on this Less Like Challenge more and more. I like to hear from you guys, and I hope you guys enjoy this. So bye for now, and see you guys later.